Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, only 27 points. But man, 27 beautiful points in the way that they ended up beating the Buffalo Bills last night on the road in crummy weather. It was cold and wet up there. But adding another page to their arsenal, or at least solidifying it, right?
Yeah.
Reminding us that it's there. Reminding other teams that it's there and this is something that they can do. And that's the main takeaway from the Chiefs' win in Buffalo. Running the football, controlling the clock, and beating you up front. All pretty good things to be able to say.
Being in Buffalo underscored that now that we're in mid-October, that even in Kansas City, the weather's going to just get worse, not better.
Sure.
And right. So if, you know, they should happen to be playing in the rain at Arrowhead, or if it's snowing, or whatever, the wind picks up and it's a little tougher on Mahomes to do what he wants to do, then you've got that. And you can point to that Buffalo game if it happens again. A few takeaways from the game, the stars and the strategy and things like that, and some of the things I took away from the game. Maybe it was a harbinger of things to come, but Josh Allen on the first drive of the game went 0 for 3 and they punted. No designed runs in that first drive, and I know it was only the first drive, but he never really settled in. And apparently this is his deal anyway, but was it as noticeable to you as it was to me that he really never steps into any throw? It's just
right.
Hips and arm. Like his feet are pretty much stationary, and I was going to point that out as a major critique, like I'm some sort of quarterback guru, but even when he has a clean pocket, that's how he throws. He doesn't step into throws.
Yeah.
And it just seemed to me like that's a sign of a happy-footed quarterback, you know, a guy that's just dying to get rid of the ball. But he's got such a cannon on his right shoulder that he technically doesn't need to step into throws, just as long as his hips and his feet are narrow enough to where balls aren't going to sail on him. But, man, he didn't look very good last night, and I don't know what it had to do with, whether it was his mechanics or he was getting under the ball or he didn't throw a wet ball very well. But he started out, I'm looking at my notes here, 6 out of 16 in the first half. I mean, that's
– yeah, well, he didn't have a good night.
That's
all,
no bueno.
Altogether. No, absolutely. Barely over 50%. Only 127 yards. He did throw a pick. And you have two things going with Josh Allen. And very simply, one of them is arm strength, is that he depends on arm strength. And you heard Troy Aikman talking about him being able to throw the ball 80 yards. That's a blessing. It's not a curse ever, because it's something that you can work with. And I'm sure that at some point they will try to – I think that they have honed some of his mechanics a little bit, but it's easy to fall back on just arm strength. And then also you've got a guy that can run the football. He was their leading rusher last night. He's been their leading rusher, I think, in three games. They do design stuff with him in mind. He's a big, strong dude. And so he's accustomed to escaping things with his feet. So you've got a couple of things there, bear with me, because I'm going to use this term, that are kind of working against you in terms of staying in there, looking downfield, you know, turning the hips, the shoulder, leading the right way, throwing hard off your right foot, your back foot. They can be deterrents because you have safety nets, and your safety nets are strong arm from any angle and the ability to run.
And fast receivers. He's got fast receivers. He's got a track team in Stephon Diggs and John Brown. So
yeah, sure does.
And look, I'd throw it deep every now and then too if I was him or if I was Sean McDermott.
Sure.
You know, let it fly because the Chiefs, the part of the reason why that game was close in the first half was Chiefs defensive penalties and trying to corral Stephon Diggs. And it wasn't just one guy. There was a couple of guys that I think both took turns having either illegal contact, holding, or PI against Stephon Diggs. And then they got a stop. They got what they needed at the end of the first half when it was 13-10. And then this was maybe the only blemish on, like, what are we doing here for 60 minutes? And that just goes to show you how hard it is to coach in the moment because things move pretty damn fast. Chiefs got the ball back after a stop deep in their own end. Buffalo's got a great punter, by the way. I know I spend probably any time you spend on punters is a little bit too long, but they got a dude that has a hammer. And so he flipped the field. Chiefs got it inside their own 20. I don't know exactly where. And inside a minute with all their timeouts. And their first play, if I recall, was a run to Edwards-Helaire for like 12. So it's like, okay, they ran the ball to see what they would get here. He actually got his forward progress stopped and then pushed out of bounds, but the clock kept going. And they didn't call a timeout. So at that point, I'm like, all right, make up your mind. You kneel or let's go, let's get going here. And they didn't really do either one of them. And they eventually in that drive took a timeout, and that was the drive where Kelce fumbled the ball. And even if he had been tackled, well, he was tackled inbounds, even if he hadn't fumbled, they were at midfield with 6 seconds left. Like, that's the anatomy of a botched 2-minute drill. Like, they just couldn't decide what they wanted to do, and they totally, almost completely blew it because they fumbled, and then they didn't cover Diggs on the very next play, and he got like 15 absolute free yards, and then they caught a break when Bass missed a field goal from 52 yards, and so they took that 13-10 lead into the half. Clyde Edwards-Helaire had 10 carries for 94 yards in the first half, and with Sammy Watkins out, DeMarcus Robinson was the kind of the complimentary piece after Kelce with 4 catches for 48 yards. So both those guys and stats were like, dang, they're onto something here. And I wrote down more than once about Kansas City's patience, and now they know you're going to run. So how well can you run when they know you're going to get a snootful of it?
Well,
and it just got better
from that, didn't they?
I guess
so. They understood the mismatch, and that's what you try to do. You always try to isolate in your game prep the mismatch. Where what unit gives me a really good chance to continually dominate? They said they saw something in film that made them say this is where we can do it. And then they did it all game long. And Buffalo had no choice but to say, thank you very much. May I have another? That's how it was. Corey Borgiquez, by the way, is your kicker.
That's my guy.
averaging over 52 yards a punt for the season.
Yep.
From New Mexico.
That's the one thing in the world of analytics that has not changed.
Right.
You know, baseball,
if you kick it
we
a
got
long way, that's good.
Just kick the hell out of it if you're a punter. That has never changed. And I like that guy. Actually, I like
yeah,
the Chiefs guy,
good.
But he only had to punt twice, Tommy Townsend.
Sure.
And finally, before we put this to bed from our end, and then 20 minutes from now we'll get Dan Israel's take on this. Early fourth, the Chiefs led 20-10. I think that's what the score was. Your guy, what's his name? What's his name? Borquez.
Who? Oh, yeah.
Corey Borquez.
Yeah.
He flipped the field from their 29 to the Chiefs 6 with a penalty mixed in there. And then DeMarcus Robinson went for 27. And finally, the Buffalo Bills' first penalty. They went, I think, three quarters without a penalty, and then they came fast and furious. They lost it. There was a penalty on the 27-yard gain by Robinson, and then somebody slammed Edwards-Helaire down on the sideline totally unnecessarily for 15 more yards. And the bone I have to pick with Eric Bieniemy or Andy Reid or whoever's calling the plays, besides that end of the first half drive where they couldn't make up their mind what they wanted to do,
sure,
is multiple third and one toss plays. They did it in the first half at the 6 and got a holding penalty called on them. And then Mahomes bailed him out by throwing a beautiful 12-yard touchdown pass to Kelsey. But in the fourth quarter, they did it again. A third and one toss play that didn't work.
I don't know
why
they widened the field on that. I mean, why? I don't know. That's one of those things where, for some reason, it's a popular go-to. But the whole concept of widening the field in that situation, when you only need one, allows the defense more time to react anyway, because you're going east and west instead of north and south.
And I guess
but they must have seen something. They must have seen something with eight in the box or something. They must have seen loads at the line of scrimmage and
you know, that toss. It's not just a toss from Dan Pastorini to Earl Campbell, not that toss. It's like it, you know, Mahomes pivots out one way and pitches the
right.
other, you know, wanting just one step to be made by the defensive line the other way so they could set an edge. I mean, I'm sure that's the thinking.
Sure.
But you're getting God knows how many yards a pop by lining up under center and just turning and handing it to Edwards-Helaire and letting him decide where to go. And that led to a field goal. It was 23-10. And then the Buffalo went right back down the field, scored in 2 minutes or something, which is exactly what they needed. But the Chiefs salted it away. They did what they had to do, and they ran for 245 yards, and the Buffalo Bills only ran 50 offensive plays.
Yeah.
So they got a
Very
taste
efficient.
Of their own medicine. Yep. They tried
Very
to shorten
efficient.
The game, and the Chiefs are the one that shortened the game on them. And they win by 9. 26-17, your final. All right, there you go. There's a deeper dive into the Chiefs win. We'll get a little more Chiefs talk from Dan Israel, get his perspective from Chiefs Radio Network as he joins us every Tuesday. He's coming up in 18 minutes or so. Cindy O Twitter question is coming up next. We've also got to get into the Cowboys implosion against the Cardinals. Joe Buck is on a streak that's pretty impressive, no matter what you think of Joe Buck. And Puka Williams has opted out of the rest of the season. He's going home to Louisiana. So a main threat for KU is no longer in a tough, tough, tough football season for KU. Cindy O Twitter question.
Well, I guess if you needed the answer to how could things possibly get worse, you now have it.
Now you have it. Yeah, because Puka's gone.
God.
So one big bullet in the chamber is no more for KU football. Cindy O Twitter questions coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.